Tanya for the third day of Tammuz, for Gimel Tammuz, is on page 330 in Shari Yichud Ve'emunah. It's at the end of Perek Tes, at the end of chapter 9. It's by the Hagah, by the note. The Alter Rebbe said that God is infinitely removed from all the attributes. He is called Chacham, Rachum, Chosid, and so on, because he is the source from which all these attributes emanate. How they emanate, what is the process by which God, who is completely pure and without any definition, from him these attributes can emanate, how that happens is known to those who study Kabbalah, the Rebbe said. Now in the note he writes that this is Seid HaTzimtzum, Be'erin Seif Baruch Hu, knowing how these attributes flow or emanate from God, you need to understand the notion of Tzimtzum, the Tzimtzum Ak V'Seid HaDikna, and also the Tzimtzum that produces the level called Odom Kadmin, V'Seid HaDikna, and the level after that that is called Dikna. Shaseid kol ha-tzimtzumim is le-tzamtzim ha-eir she-yislabish v'bechinas kelim di-yutzvirish. The whole idea of the tzimtzum is that the light is contracted so that it can clothe itself in the kelim, in the attributes which are the 10 divine attributes. V'hinei acha she-neslabish eirin sevi v'bechinas kelim di-chabad. And it's only after the light has come down and clothed itself into those kelim, into those attributes of Chabad, Oz Shayich Lema Mashikos of HaRambam, then it is appropriate. At that level, we can attribute to God what the Rambam says, Hu Hayedeya, Hu Hamada, Hu Hayedua, that he is the knower and the knowing and the knowledge, or the Adias Atmei, and so on. Lefi Shebechinas Kalim Da'at Silus Nasim Nishomo V'chayis Libiya, Ulechola Shebohem. Because the attributes, the Kalim of Atzilus, become the soul and the life of the lower worlds, of the created worlds, and everything that is within them, therefore the attributes of Atzilus are already relevant to the created world, so that it is at that point it becomes appropriate to say that God has taken on aspects of creation. Aval b'li tzimtzum v'halbosha hanal, but without the tzimtzum and without the clothing, enclosing God in these attributes, le'shayach klal le'mar hu ha'yedeya v'hu ha'mada, then it wouldn't be appropriate to even to say that God is intelligent. Ki einei b'bechinas v'geder da'as u'mada klal chas v'sholem, because God is not, God forbid, an intellect. Elo le'mayla mayla ilu rav adein ketz, but infinitely and much higher, afilim b'chinas v'geder chachma, even from the category of chachma, not just from a particular chachma or a particular degree of chachma, ad she'b'chinas chachma nechsheves etzlo yisborich k'b'chinas asiya gashmis. It's almost as if to say that God is above chachma, above seichel, and if you try to say that God is infinite seichel, that doesn't make it any better than to say that God is infinite stupidity. The infinity of it is irrelevant. The whole notion of chachma doesn't apply. So even to say God is infinitely smart is equal to saying that God is infinitely foolish. Now back to the text. V'hine ein lanu esek b'nistadeis. We have no dealings in hidden matters, in how the attributes evolve or emanate from God. Ah, nigles lanu, but what is revealed to us and what we know is that laha min emuna shleimo, that we are to believe with a perfect faith, that he and his attributes are one. Dahinu midesek shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ritzeinei v'chochmosei ubinosei v'daitei, God's emotions, attributes, emotional attributes, and his will, and his chachma, and his bina, and his das, are all one in muhusei v'atzmusei, are all one with his essence, hamazei mam levadei, which is, who is elevated, who is loftier. Even as he is infinitely higher than Seichel, he is one with his Seichel. And therefore, this oneness, that God is one with his attributes, which emanate from him, that too, that oneness is also not comprehensible. To understand how it is that God can be one with them. And that's why God's attributes, Shehena Svires, they are called Bizeir HaKodesh Zozo Dim Hemnusa, an element of faith. Shehi ha'emuna shelamayla ma'aseichu. What does faith mean? That which is above seichu. So on the one hand, we're saying that seichu itself dictates, logic dictates, that God must be infinitely higher than seichu, infinitely higher than chachma. But this we know by process of elimination, by knowing what God isn't. So that's not called true understanding. And therefore, ultimately, this is a subject of faith and not of seichel. However, in the next page, the Alter Rebbe will explain, at least to some degree, how seichel can grapple and can handle this notion, which in essence is really a matter of faith. In the Hayem Yeim for Gimel Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Azmur Amar, my grandfather said, the Rebbe Marash, Ha'idish Ekrecht, was kommt hat wir schauen bis sibbe von a nicht gut gashmi is a chuva gdela. When a Jew krechts, a Jew gives a sigh, a groan, that comes from a physical misfortune, is also a great tshuva. Befrat a krechts besibbe von a nicht gut ruchni. How much more so if a person, a Jew, gives a krechts because of a spiritual lack, is avada na avada atshuva malisa. That krecht is certainly beyond a doubt an acceptable tshuva, a lofty tshuva. The krecht schlept areis von emikra. That groan pulls the person out of the depths of evil und stelt anider in a maimatev, and places the person in a place of goodness.